1st, 12 Irish girls travel to the UK every day for an abortion. That's according to new figures.
Yeah, the figures just out from the UK Department of Health show that actually it is declining, the number of people reporting an Irish dress, at least. But the figure's still, I would say, shockingly high. 12 people travelling across the water on that lonely journey to have a termination in the UK. Well, we want to hear your stories if you yourself, whether you're a fella or a woman, have been affected and been in a situation of having to have an abortion as you've seen it, or if you're against the whole idea and you'd never like to see it come into Ireland, let us know. Already some strong opinions up on the Facebook page. You can read them there and have your own input at facebook.com/spin1038.
Yeah, a couple of your texts to get to though. 12 a day isn't that many, especially when you think some of them must be for medical reasons. I don't think 12 a day justifies allowing terminations in this country though. It's working the way things are, says Rachel.
And David says, no way should it be brought in here. I know girls who would just use it irresponsibly.
Well, let us know your opinion. I mean, it is always a contentious topic. Should the laws be changed? Should we have a referendum to allow our abortion laws to be, I suppose, to help people in some cases? Or do you think it's completely wrong and it shouldn't be allowed in this country at all? 085 121 1038. Now, joining us on the line is Anne Quesney, who's the spokesperson for Abortion Support Network in the UK. Hello, Anne. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. 12 girls a day going from Ireland to the UK. One texter says it's not really that many. What's your opinion on this?
Well, I mean, we can only judge from obviously the figures we saw published yesterday by the British Department of Health. But obviously, I don't think that gives the full picture, because we also aware that some women travel to Belgium, the Netherlands, and possibly other EU member states, and others also seek a medical abortion online. So I think that's not the complete picture. But obviously, again, we can only speak for the women that contact us directly at the Abortion Support Network. And we are there as an all-volunteer-run network to provide information, non-judgmental information, accommodation or financial support to women who struggle. And I think the outcome of the severe restriction on abortion in Ireland is that it is usually poorer women that are most affected by the restrictions.
And what kind of, obviously it's a big decision for everyone, what kind of support do you offer afterwards, and what kind of effect does it have on the woman, do you see?
Pardon?
What kind of effect does it have on a woman who's had a termination, and is there an emotional support for her afterwards?
Well, I mean, as I said, we're not a service provider per se. We only pick up the pieces, really, of women who have no financial means of paying for an abortion. But, of course, there are a number of other organisations, either based here in England but also in Ireland, who provide support, emotional support afterwards. But I would say that probably from the women that we speak to, the emotional stress comes mainly before the abortion takes place.
It's obviously so making that
women really facing some really severe situations. For instance, we have women who already have one or two children or maybe more, and cannot support another child. We had a call, for instance, from a woman who had 3 children, including one under 1. She was still on maternity leave from a part-time job and could not afford having a 4th child, especially during a time of economic downturn when, you know, again, the poorest women are hit the hardest.